Welcome to BEN,
Blockchain Education Network.
The largest and longest running network of students, alumni, and professors excited about blockchain across the world. A podcast for students by students, sharing their vision that anyone, regardless of wherever they are in the world, will be able to use blockchain as a vehicle to create wealth for themselves and their communities. This is BEN,
the Blockchain Education Network.
What's up, everybody? I'm Drayson from the Blockchain Education Network, and I'm here today with Blondish Veef, which I highly appreciate her time to answer questions about music NFTs, her Ish token, and how she got into the Web3 space. So, Blondish, I'm a huge fan of your musical talent, but I'm also a bigger fan of your spirited vibe, like, because it kind of matches with my vibe, bringing positive higher frequencies to the planet. So how are you doing today?
Yo, what's up? Happy to be here. I'm happy that Leva connected us.
Yeah, she is also a great spirit for doing that. Shout out Leva.
She's amazing. She's got crazy energy. She's like, I think she discovered me in Vegas or something. And like ever since she's like super activated. She's got crazy energy, you know? So I see her around sometimes.
Cool. So a bit of background of myself. So I work for the Blockchain Education Network, and we're a network that helps students around the world learn about blockchain and help their communities out with that knowledge. We started back in MIT, Harvard, and Stanford with the Bitcoin Club in 2014, and then expanded to a bunch of universities around the world. And as for myself, I'm also a house music virtuoso. I love DJing and producing music as well. I just did a show yesterday in Decentraland. But with that being said, anything you want to say before we get started with the questions?
No, dude, let's fucking go.
All right, let's rock and roll. So how did you get into the Web3 space? What was the journey there like?
I guess it started when I was a kid, a little bit.
It was all the way back then? Okay, cool.
Even existed. I've been into music for many lives. Past lives, but also I've been into like zeros and ones. I was putting together computers when I was like 12 years old, playing around, trying to be a hacker. You know what I mean? Yes. Just really learning how everything works. And I was really into peer-to-peer networks also when I was younger. So naturally, when the Web3 space came around and cryptocurrencies. I gravitated towards it very naturally because it feels like my people, you know what I mean? And yeah. I also, you know, I studied computer science in university, and then I became a DJ. So now I can actually merge those two worlds together and explore all the magic that exists, you know, in that intersection.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, having fun with technology is one of the best ways to learn it, and it seems like you had a lot of fun. So how did you get involved with pools and that kind of launched your Ish token? How did that happen?
Yeah, so I was introduced to pools, like Hugo, he's the founder of pools. Okay. I think he's actually coming over in an hour.
I'm
building Ish right now, you know, I'm building it with my friends, yeah. With my community, with everyone, you know, and how do we bring value back to the token holders? But I met Hugo, I think he reached out to me and he was working on some NFT platform at the time. And then I started talking to him about social tokens and just how I'm going to utilize it in my network and what my needs are. You know what I mean? Because we had this Twitch channel, what we're live on right now, Abracadabra TV. And yeah. You have users that are in the chat right now, grinding away, watching for hours upon hours. And if you type in like followage, followage, you can see like how long people have been following you for, how many actual hours they've spent grinding on the channel. And wow. what do you know, I was always asking the questions to myself, like, what do these users get, you know, other than they get to consume content and engage with their, you know, their favorite, you know, artists. But at the same time, like what kind of financial or reward incentive is there? They have to sub every month also. So I wanted to solve that issue. And I started speaking to Hugo about this. And then he got the idea to build Pools, the social token issuance platform, which is like Uniswap, but for social tokens. And then he went full force on it. He went and raised like, I don't know, $18 or $19 million to start that project. He built out a team. I mean, he's 27 years old. He's like, he built it in 6 months. So I'm happy.
That's absolutely incredible, yeah.
It's crazy, and I'm happy to be like a test case on Pools because I get to learn.
Yeah.
I get to learn as well, you know what I mean, along the way, and we get to build it together.
Incredible. Before we go to the next question, I also noticed you have a Bored Ape as your PFP. How did you get that? How did you choose that ape?
I chose it. I mean, the blondish fur.
Right.
The blondish fur.
That's
resonated.
Okay.
Yeah, and also we have some plans with the ponytail in the back, as you'll notice. It's kind of like, right now my hair is not peach, but usually it's kind of peachy apricot.
Yeah.
So that kind of lends itself to the red hair. And then we're going to be working with the ponytail. We're going to evolve the ponytail into this cuckoo thing coming up soon. I'm working with a guy from the UK, Italian guy. He actually animates Bored Apes. Like, that's all he does. He's created his own niche of animating Bored Apes, and that's his job now, and he's so good at it. And it's amazing, like, the opportunities that come from NFTs and being a part of these different communities, you know what I mean? These different niches.
Yeah, 3D designers right now are a hot market. If you're a 3D designer, it's absolutely an amazing time. So I want to go into music NFTs, and I can definitely spearhead this topic. I just want to give a broad overview to students, fans, you know, what is a music NFT? So if you know what an NFT is, a non-fungible token, then a music NFT is basically that, but just in a song file. And what's really revolutionary is that when an artist releases an NFT, fans can buy it directly. And then even when it goes to the secondhand market, you know, there's other sales, artists still receive this revenue. And it also incentivizes the fans, because if you buy a musical NFT, the artist goes up, the NFT is also going to increase in value. So now you have like double the leverage of your fans, because your fans are also now financially tied to you. So if you can imagine like Rihanna fans or Drake fans being not only fans, but also like financial investors and seeing the artist blow up, like the strength of the fandom is going to be insane in the future. And it also gives, you know, artists a better platform to connect with artists. They, you know, NFTs can give exclusive experiences, kind of like we talked about, like 101, backstage, metaverse entry, you know, NFT whitelist. Honestly, the creativity for NFTs goes on and on. You can be as creative as you want with it. But those are just a few examples. So kind of moving forward from there, my next question for you. So I know that the ISH token gives you minting rights to NFTs. Can you tell us a little bit about what's being worked on with the ISH token? I know you said Hugo's also coming over to talk more about it, so anything that you have in mind?
Of course. So basically, when we were started to launch this token of ISH, it's like how it's a way to align the community around a common goal.
Yes.
And that common goal in my world, in the blondish ecosystem, and it kind of trickles around Abracadabra and also Bye Bye Plastic, is where we remove the single-use plastics in the music industry, is, you know, A, how do we bring the earth back into the balance? How do we bring humans back into the balance with themselves? Because we've kind of lost that.
Right.
And also, what does that mean when we come back into the balance? It means we're in happy, happy world. So the ultimate destination, which is a game in essence, is to get to happy, happy world. You know, it's like if you look at a pirate ship map and you see the X and the treasure, that's happy, happy world. And we're searching for it. So when I launched ISH, which is just energy as a currency, it was ways to reward the value givers of this ecosystem. So the fans, anyone giving their time and energy to the ecosystem. But now it's evolving into a game. Like, we're gamifying this whole thing. So now we need to build NFTs around it. So if you're if you're an artist, there's certain things of value that I can provide to artists that they can't necessarily get anywhere else, right? And what are those things? So through this, through the Ish token now, and let's say a special membership pass, let's say, for just for DJs and producers, I can, you know, now you can get access to my unreleased edits that I've only ever played in my own sets, right? You can get access to unreleased edits of my artist friends who've also worked on these tracks. And they want to make available to the community. You also, you know, get guaranteed feedback to your demos. Like, artists need feedback on their demos just to improve their music. You know, what's another hard thing for artists and DJ producers to get? Their music signed. It's hard for them to get their music signed. So, you know, we can help with that. I'm not saying I'm going to get your music signed, but at least we can go
through.
Yeah, exactly. We can give you the feedback. You come back with a solid project. If we think it fits a certain label, we will also help, you know, forward that song and get your music heard. And a really cool thing that we're going to be offering Ish token holders and or people with a membership pass is we're doing remix competitions. So awesome. I don't know.
I'll be joining that.
Yeah, sick. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but for my one of my last releases, Garden of Eden, I did with Roey, basically Metapop, which is owned by Native Instruments. Are you familiar with Metapop?
No, not too much, actually.
Ah, sick. So it's basically a website. It looks like SoundCloud, right?
Okay.
And it's owned by Native Instruments, and producers can go there, and there's remix competitions. So you can download the stems. So basically, Garden of Eden was up there. You can download the stems, and then you have like 2 weeks to submit your remix. And when you're finished your remix, you upload it to Metapop, and then all the other producers and everyone, it creates this kind of like microeconomy where people are giving feedback on your tracks. So
yeah, that's cool.
We did that for Garden of Eden. And then 3DN, actually 3DN. And then I basically went live on Twitch and I sat there for 4 or 5 hours with the producers going through each of their tracks, giving them feedback. Like, this is of great value to people. And then the winners, there's 3 winners. They got some prizes, you know, like some Native Instruments, software, complete or whatever. But now everyone wanted a release. All the producers wanted a release. That system wasn't set up yet, so that's what we're going to do around the Ish token and the different passes and NFTs is give you access if you these remix competitions to win prizes, but also to get your music released. So that's ultimately what producers want. So that's just one leg, one choose your own adventure of the ecosystem. You know.
Yeah, and I love the examples. I love the examples you gave out that what a DJ producer can do, like put out stems, sort of remixes, opportunities to be signed, opportunities for feedback. That's amazing what you just said. That's going to be really helpful for artists.
Yeah, and the idea is, I mean, that's what we've thought of so far. And the beautiful thing around social tokens and NFTs and communities that they can evolve over time. So as the priorities and shift around the community, you can also align that with the incentive mechanisms of the tokens.
Right. Do you have any plans to DJ in any metaverses soon or later this year?
Yeah, of course. Sandbox. This is a bit of alpha. I'm doing one of their Club XYZ's performances soon for their one of their next alpha launches. And I'm also doing a collab with World of Women with the NFT Institute of Sandbox as well. And, you know, Dead Mouse did the last Club XYZ. Snoop did the last NFT Institute. I'm going to prepare some performances for both of those. And I designed the club with them as well. Like, just made it more blondish.
Thank you for the alpha. That's so exciting.
Yeah, sick, guys. So I'll try to get some alpha passes for Ish token holders. I'll somehow figure it out in the Discord how to get those to a few people.
Cool, cool. My next question is, what would you tell new artists how to get onboarded to Web3? How did you personally start? How did you personally learn how to use everything?
How would I? Yeah. Well,
it's a loaded question. Yeah.
I mean, I became obsessed. I became obsessed. The way it's really started was at some point, March. I don't know. It might have been a year and a half ago. I don't exactly remember, but I asked a friend. I started asking every single one of my friends in my circle, everyone I talked to, literally, like, I want to be introduced to crypto people, NFT people, and like, I was very, that was my goal and mission. Yeah. And then I started getting introduced to people, and every person you meet opens up a new connection. It's like it's a spider web, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like this kind of network effect. Because if that's all you're talking about and you're consistent about it and you become obsessed, I literally also watched endless YouTubes. Like I follow like NFTverse, you know, I was more back into DeFi back then, but like there's a lot of good NFT and DeFi channels. So I was watching that all night and all day long. And then meeting people IRL, and then from that I started getting invited to different NFT groups, and WhatsApps, and endless Discords. I mean, you guys know how it is.
Right, there's Discords, yeah.
Yeah, and you find your community. You know, you find where you kind of like fit in a little bit more, and then you start making your friends around that. Like, I got into CyberKongs, in September, I think, because of KG Jin. He's another YouTuber. That's CAGYJAN, and I got a CyberKong like a baby, and that gave me access to Wall Street Kongs, which is an alpha group in their Discord. So I start getting different, and you know, it's all about alpha. So I start getting alpha there, and from that, I was giving alpha to other people, and that alpha gets you kind of into these different networks.
Right, is that kind of like how we're doing now? Like, people that are tuning in, they're getting alpha, and it's just kind of going down the rabbit hole.
Exactly, you know, and if you gotta provide value, like many artists ask me, like, how do I get into NFTs, or can you spend some time explaining it to me? And that's how I got into the community. Was I just spent time, like I literally spend a lot of my time in this community. I show up. It's not something you can just make an NFT and then you're in. It's like you got to do the time kind of thing and bring something of value to people, to the token holder in essence.
Yeah. And another big tip I recommend, which I'm sure you did, is just to have fun and experiment, you know, having fun with the new technology. Like, test out a MetaMask, buy your first NFT. It doesn't have to be something so expensive. Just have fun with it.
Just do it. Yeah. And also, like, you know, when we're building Ish and the whole ecosystem around it, like, you don't need to know every bit of it, of how it's going to roll out. You can just start with a few use cases, or even one use case, do it well, do it consistently. And then the community gives you feedback and you keep building.
Yeah, no, NFTs are really revolutionary, which kind of leads me to my next question. From your circle of artist friends, are there people working on music tokens, NFT, any Web3 features? If they are, what are they doing? If they're not, then what's holding them back from entering?
I mean, there's so many. Everyone's working on music NFT, right? You got some of them make sense, some of them don't. But it does. Like, it's just experimenting. Yeah. At the end of the day, I was at NFT Paris a few weeks ago, and then someone was talking about how, you know, you don't even have the copyrights for your NFTs. It's like, you think you do, but you don't. So I don't know how to explain it, but there's all this gray area, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there is a lot of gray area, yeah.
So, I mean, what I thought was cool was Boys Noize. He did the Rave Pigs. The project hasn't really taken off yet, but basically, like, he's each Rave Pig NFT. Actually, you can log into a Web3 portal, and then as long as you have those Rave Pig tokens in your wallet, you can download the actual stems that are associated with that token, and then you own those stems. You own that music. Apparently, you don't, like, in the back end, the legal way, but He's giving right. those to you, and you can use them how you please. Like, and then, so I thought that was really cool that you actually get stems that you can use in any way you want. And then also, did you see the orbs by BT?
No, not yet. I got a Zorb, but I haven't gotten an orb yet.
He just launched that. I mean, I think it has something to do with Gala Games, some sort of collaboration. But basically, BT created a generative art and a generative music NFT and put them together. So this NFT and the body of music attached to it is infinitely generates music infinitely, forever.
I heard of this, yeah.
It's insane. It's like,
that's really creative.
If you know, I'm working on something like that, but like, you know, it's all in 432 hertz, which is like the language our cells understand. So anytime I just want to get grounded or whatever, I could just tune into these frequencies, and I can trust that infinitely it'll be running in 432 hertz and grounding me.
Beautiful. And kind of speaking on like the spiritual side of things, I think you also said, I'm not sure if you're still working on it, Om work practice through the Ish token, something like that, to be rewarded for that?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, I was getting into those different legs before. We have the artistic, the producer kind of choose your own adventure. But then there's right. also the players of the game, the audience, the fans, the community. Like, how are they playing this game? So in that respect, we have move to earn concepts. So it's like moving to earn, dancing to earn. So there's some incentivization models that we're setting up there through an app. And for homework, which is another essential practice to get to the happy world, you know what I mean? Once we find the balance within ourselves, that's going to catapult us to happy world. Right? So we can... we can create mechanisms through the Ish token and a special Om NFTs as well to make that happen. So, you know, stuff like figuring out your human design, doing these practices. I don't want to give meditation. Away too much.
Yeah,
exactly. But we're going to be breaking it down into different chapters. And they're into different chapters of essential things that need to be done to break down portals or go through portals to happy world. And all of that will be rewarded through, you know, Ish is the energy of this whole ecosystem. So if you do the work, you get back Ish. Always, you're getting back energy. If you're giving energy, which you're giving energy essence to yourself, you're going to get back energy in the form of Ish. And you're going to get special access. If you decide to go down this adventure route, you know, you'll have special access in Sandbox, because the first world that I'm building in Sandbox, we're building in Sandbox, it's called Om World.
Oh, so cool.
That's going to be that's a place where you can really get ahead on your journey to happy world.
Wow. That is so exciting and beautiful. I can't wait to see you in the metaverse. And also DJing there. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Om World. And I'm definitely going to participate in that as well. The meditations and stuff like that to earn tokens, that aligns with what I do as well. So that's great.
Yeah, sick. That's at first, it's all going to be kind of hacked. There'll be POAPs, there'll be QR codes where you can prove that you were there. But eventually, you know, as we iterate, it'll all be automatic through some sort of accelerometer for dancing. You know, like there's different ways. Right now, we're going to hack the system, do it not manually, but it's going to be through the POAPs and QR codes. But very soon, it'll all be automatic.
Excellent. I guess my final question kind of ties into, you know, you being very eco-friendly and environmental activist. Is there any blockchain or crypto projects that you support in this regard, or something you'd like to see?
I would love Ethereum to get going onto the proof of stake network.
Yeah, that's going to change a lot.
Yeah, it would really help, just because it aligned with my ethos, and because now it takes a lot of work to offset the carbons, whether it's carbon removals like Nori, NORI. You guys, are you familiar with Nori? They actually have relationships set up with different farmers. I think mostly US-based, but they actually if you buy an NFT, it actually sequesters the, it removes carbon from the atmosphere instead of just offsetting carbons. Because offsetting carbons, we don't really know what's going on there. You know what I'm saying?
Way an issue. Right.
Yeah, and also Celo. I'm thinking about building on Celo potentially. I'm talking with them because they're so focused on the environment and negative carbon impact, and it really aligns with like Bye Bye Plastics mission. Like we really gel there. And you know, Avalanche, Bye Bye Plastic is actually we found a niche, you know, because in during the pandemic, all the events went to zero, right? Everyone's struggling. Yeah. No festivals happening. Now everyone's like coming back like crazy.
Full force,
selling tickets. They're just happy to open doors, make up some money that they lost for the past few years. And the festival organizers are not so focused on spending more money to have plastic alternative products or remove plastic. So that was an issue for Bye Bye Plastics. Like, how do we beat this? How do we beat that? You know, like, how do we beat the oil industry at their own game? Because they're keeping the oil prices, the plastic bottle prices so down. So we found a way through crypto, blockchain, DeFi, on how to subsidize that difference, you know? So we're actually helping a lot of crypto conferences like Avalanche and Celo become plastic free and focus on their sustainable journey. And together, we forge these partnerships, actually bring it back into the IRL festivals. So we actually can subsidize, like, let's imagine, you know, we haven't signed the deal yet, but we're talking with Insomniac. You know, we're having open conversations with them. And imagine we're subsidizing their plastic-free journey, right? Mm-hmm. So we lock them in for 2 to 5 year deals, and we subsidize them to go plastic-free. And that means the oil industry can't penetrate that event anymore because it's all plastic free. And after 2 to 5 years, you're not going to want to go back to plastic. Like it's
right.
It's just, it's like so not cool or relevant. So you can't even participate in that. And hopefully by then we have economies of scale. We have crazy solutions and then we're good. That's our optimistic kind of goal.
Awesome. I mean, that is just a beautiful initiative and I believe in it. I really truly believe in it. We have some great partnerships also at the Blockchain Education Network. If you ever need a contact at a particular company, you know, we can also help you out to further spread those positive initiatives. Also, I think we're about to start winding down. I also saw you have an upcoming show here in Saline in Orlando, right?
Ah, dude, yeah, I'm coming there. I'm going to Antarctica for 2 weeks. I'm going on a trip to Antarctica to see the penguins and the whales, and it's on a 80% electric boat.
Nice.
And so basically we're flying from Orlando to Ushuaia. So I'm going to come play in Orlando the night before we go.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, we're going to see you there. You're going to be in town?
I'm definitely going to pull through. I have a lot of friends in Orlando. There's a group called Housekeepers, and I'm not sure if you heard of them. I have a lot of friends in that.
Cool. I would love to meet you guys.
Excellent.
The Housekeeper crew.
Yeah, the Housekeeper crew. Well, B, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for breaking everything down. It was amazing. It was inspiring. Keep at it, you know, with your positive influences into the world. And we'll be in touch.
Yeah, sick. And you have any, if you have any ideas, music-wise or whatever for the ecosystem, feel free to drop them in there. Like, you know, we incentivize people to bring their ideas as well.
Yes, I'm in the Discord group, so I definitely will be doing that.
Okay, sick. Peace, Jason.
This was another episode of BEN,
Blockchain Education Network.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Also, keep up with us on Twitter and Instagram @blockchainedu and visit our YouTube channel for more valuable blockchain content.